Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I am so glad that you're here. If we haven't met yet, if you're new here or we haven't chatted anywhere, my name is Devaney. I am a therapist, I'm a life coach, and all of my work is centering around supporting you in feeling so confident in who you're here to be so you can enjoy your life more, lean into your gifts more, your strengths more, and create more impact. I am so glad to be here, so glad that you're here. And today I am going to be talking to you about four beautiful steps for a moment of feeling nervous, feeling scared, feeling some fear around doing something that you know you want to do, right? You know it's something that feels important, it's who you want to be, it's how you want to show up, but you are nervous, right? There's some butterflies. Maybe we've got some sweaty armpits. Maybe you need to go to the bathroom. Let's just be honest about it. And that's okay. I have been there. I am regularly there, and that is okay. That is okay. So let's go ahead and dive in. Something that I have been exploring recently is trying to have more hobbies, trying to engage in more hobbies that really feel fun, very in line with who I want to be, what I want to be spending my time doing. And so a couple of things that I've been exploring in this realm are things like watercolor, rock climbing. And when I say rock climbing, I mean going to a bouldering gym. I'm not out in nature on rocks. That is not it at all. It's like in a contained gym with a beautiful cushy mat underneath where if I fall, I'm totally fine. So watercolor, doing some bouldering in a gym. I am gonna pull out my roller skates. I am saying that out loud because I've had these roller skates and I have not used them yet. And so that's something that I really want to explore. But, and also joining maybe a volleyball league, like doing some sports, which I haven't done competitively in years, which feels so exciting. But this is an area of my life that I've really been intentionally pouring more effort and more energy into. And so that's looked like me really asking myself, what do I want to be doing? And then doing it. And so recently I found this ladies bouldering night, and it was at a local gym, and really cool because they started out with a lesson, and it's a group of ladies, which I'm also trying to make some new friends because I'm in a new area. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. There's going to be this lesson. I'm going to get to meet some new people and then also go have some fun and do something that I've been enjoying lately. And so I signed up to do this, and I get there. I've never been to the gym before. I've never been to this space. So I get there, brand new, walking in and just listening to all the instructions. There's a ton of instructions, and, you know, don't know where I'm going, really don't know what I'm doing, and walk over, get some rental shoes, head over to the area where the ladies are, and I just have no idea what to expect, right? When you sign up for these things, there's a little blurb about what it is, and it literally is a couple of sentences. You really don't know what to expect. And so I walk back to this corner of the gym where all these ladies are meeting and they're doing an icebreaker. And there are like 20 women in the circle, and they're all sharing this really fun, weird icebreaker question. And totally nerve-wracking, right? Totally nerve-wracking. As comfortable as I am and as comfortable as you can be with yourself, new situations still make you nervous, right? We can still be nervous, like physically, and can still get a little nervous meeting new people and trying new things. And so I'm feeling a little nervous, but I'm doing it. And then she kind of lets you go out and just try out the gym after the lesson. And so I'm exploring, and I was really nervous, very nervous, right? Like doing the icebreaker in front of this huge group. And then also when she lets you out to just kind of roam, you know, then you get to decide, okay, like, do any of these ladies seem friendly? Do I want to try and join one of the little groups of where they're hanging out? Do I want to start a conversation? And so it was a pretty nerve-wracking experience. However, I continued to come back to my breath. I continued to breathe, and I did it. And what I want to share with you is a beautiful four-step process that can be so supportive for moments like these, where I can imagine if your mind is anything like mine, your mind is like, why are we here? Why are we doing this? We're so uncomfortable. We're so uncomfortable. Whether it's beforehand, I don't know if you get more of these nerves beforehand or during. I'm not sure which one I get them more at, but I think it's very fair to say that before and during, very natural, if you are doing something that is new and unfamiliar and uncomfortable, that you're going to feel nervous. You're going to feel nervous. And whether for you that is, like I mentioned, sweaty armpits, that's, I'm a sweater, a sweat-er. I'm a sweater when I get nervous. Whether that's, you know, butterflies, racing thoughts, things like that, things that are very natural to happen in these moments when we're doing something that feels important, but also kind of scary. And so step number one that can be so helpful in these moments, because why we want to practice these four steps is, like, I want you to imagine if in these moments, we decided, I'm going to just let my mind, my thoughts, my nerves kind of take over and convince me to not go and do it. Like, after I left the gym that night, I felt my social cup was so full. My social cup was so full. The women that I met that night were so friendly and so kind. And just to be out, and also at that gym, there are just people everywhere. Like, at 9 p.m. also, like, I'm normally in bed by 9:30, and there were just so many people out, which was also interesting to me. But just to be in this huge, big, beautiful rock climbing gym where there's so much energy and people are climbing and trying new things and cheering each other on and totally falling and, like, you know, just such a fun energy and a fun space. And my cup was so full afterwards. I was so glad. I will go again. I am planning to go again. And it's so important that we are able to tune in and notice what is important and that we're able to do it anyways, to do it even though we are feeling nervous and uncomfortable. And so that's why I'm sharing these four steps with you, because I deeply believe that for you to create the life that you really want, for you to step into, I know that you have this beautiful vision in your mind of who you want to be, this, like, badass, confident woman. Like, you have this vision. You have this vision of who you want to be. And for you to step into that, it's going to be really scary and nerve-wracking and uncomfortable. But we have to be willing to do those things to be able to grow into that person, to be able to step into that person who I truly believe is who God placed you here to be. Like, your true nature at the core of who you are. Like, and I'm pointing, if you could see me, I'm my hands are on my heart right now. At the core of who you are, within the depths of your soul and your being, I deeply believe that that vision in your mind of who you want to be is who you are. That is who you are here to be. But we get really caught up with the shoulds and the doubt and the questions. And so that's why I'm here. That's why I do everything I do, is to support you in letting go of those things that are really getting in your way of being who you are here to be. Okay, step one. Step one is to take a moment and take a few slow breaths. Take a few slow breaths. So this is part of the nervous system work, right? In everything that I share with you, it is rooted in either psychology-backed mental wellness or nervous system regulation, right? I merge those two because I deeply believe that that is, like, the secret sauce of effective life-changing transformation in this area of life. I mean, really in everything. But so number one, take three slow breaths. Let's say three. Take three slow breaths. What we're doing here is we are getting the nervous system out of that fight or flight mode into your window of tolerance. Because what's happening is, in that moment, your nervous system is feeling like we are unsafe. There is a threat of some kind. And it literally is telling your brain that we are in danger. We are in danger. Get the troops ready. We are in danger. And then it sends out all the adrenaline, all the cortisol. It literally is preparing your body as if you were out on a hike and you see a bear. That is what's happening. Okay? And it makes sense now, right? That you sweat and get butterflies and have all of the things that happen to you, it makes sense. Your nervous system is just trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you safe and alive and well. So number one, take a few slow breaths. Activating that parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest part of our nervous system, to help us regulate. Okay. Number two, step two, notice what's with you and name it. Notice what is here and name it. What emotion am I feeling right now? What emotions am I noticing here? One of my favorite things that I hear from clients in sessions is where emotions just feel like a jumble, like this cloud. It's just a cloud, a murky cloud of I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do, right? All of it, all floating everywhere. One of my favorite things is when I hear clients say, oh my gosh, it makes so much more sense now. I know what I'm feeling and it makes so much sense now. It just, that fog dissipates. The fog disappears. The murk disappears. And then when we sit with and just name, wow, what emotions am I actually sitting with here? From there, there's clarity. There's clarity there of, ooh, okay, I'm noticing nervousness. I'm noticing stress. I'm noticing fear. I'm noticing disappointment. I'm noticing, right? So then that murky fog can move off into the distance and you have clarity about what am I actually feeling here? And there is beautiful research out there that talks about the benefit of naming the emotions that you are feeling actually supports them in moving through you and in them dissipating. Naming your emotions helps them move through you versus feeling stuck there. And it actually helps soothe the emotions. It helps you soothe that emotional wave by naming them. So naming, what is here with me? What am I actually feeling right now? So if I was to do that, right, before I went into that rock climbing thing, what am I feeling here? I'm feeling kind of nervous. I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling a little scared, right? Number three, what are you excited about? What are you excited about? So our first two steps were really nervous system focused, getting us out, even a little bit out of that fight or flight mode into more of a regulated state, right? A few slow breaths, noticing and naming what's here with me right now. Number three, what am I excited about here? What am I actually excited about? And what we're doing here now, shifting into that more mental wellness focus. Why are you doing this? This is number four. Why is this worth it? Why is this worth the nerves? So number three, what are you excited about? Shifting the focus from the fear to excitement. What am I excited about here in this moment? And number four, why is this worth the nerves, the discomfort, the uncertainty? Why is this worth it? And I believe this piece is so important because I deeply believe that you stepping into that beautiful vision of who you want to be in the life that you are wanting to create for yourself, it's going to be uncomfortable and scary, and there's going to be butterflies and sweaty armpits and stomach cramps possibly, and that's okay. That's okay. But to be able to be compassionate and gentle with ourselves in that moment, to be able to take a few slow breaths, to notice what emotions are here with you, to be able to then tune into what am I actually excited about here? And why is this worth it? Why am I willing to go through the discomfort to do this? Why does this matter? Doing important things. Doing important things. Okay, take a moment and I want you to notice what is standing out to you here. What is standing out to you here? And I want to say as well, if you are in a season of life, if you are in a season of life where you are feeling overwhelmed and maybe even scared about what's coming, maybe there's a lot of uncertainty, maybe you're, you know, in a season of life where it's kind of, you get to decide what happens next. You get to decide what happens next. You're feeling overwhelmed, or there's a big transition happening, a new job, graduating school. If you are feeling maybe scared, overwhelmed about all of that, and you want some support in creating a beautiful vision of what you want to bring to life in this next season, you want to create a beautiful vision that is so in line with what you want to create in your life, who you want to be. And you want some support in creating a vision. You want to create a roadmap of how to make that happen. Map out some habits, some routines, some beautiful goals that are going to get you there one day at a time, step by step. And you want some support in that. I would love to support you. And that's exactly what my beautiful new individual mentoring program is all about. It's called Becoming. And that's exactly what it is for, is to support you in creating a beautiful vision for the next season of your life, creating a roadmap of how you are going to get there so you feel clear and confident in where you're going, what you're focusing on, what you're creating in your life right now, and the path that you are on, where you are headed. If that feels exciting, if that is calling to you, head down to the show notes, click on the link, or feel free to message me over on Instagram and we can chat and see if that would be a good fit for you. I appreciate you so much, my friend. I appreciate you so much. If you have a friend who you know would love this episode, please hit the share button, send that over to her. I appreciate it. I want to share these messages with everyone. We need more confident women in the world. We need more women who are feeling, they're feeling regulated. They are feeling grounded and present and showing up and doing the things that are uncomfortable and scary because they matter and stepping into their most fully expressed, fully authentic, confident selves. We need more of that. So share this with a friend. I would love it so, so much. I would appreciate it so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, love, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And a quick reminder for you, this show is for educational purposes only. Information from this show is not a substitute for mental health or medical treatment. Friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share this with a friend who you know would enjoy this, or feel free to head over to Instagram and send me a message letting me know what is standing out to you or that you loved today's episode. I so appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.